Renting a two-bedroom apartment in Florida would require an hourly income, on average, of $19.47. That's according to a report from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. The wage needed in Georgia is just over $15 at $15.71. And the wage required in Arkansas doesn't quite top 13 at $12.95. But those calculations are based on a person who works 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year, a full-time job, and those can be hard to find.
Sometimes way back, they might give you 30 to 35, but no, never a 40-hour week.
That's Kevin Purser. He says he's worked several minimum wage jobs in several states. Typically, he says he'd work about 25 hours a week, or sometimes even 15, working a few hours almost every day. And since he doesn't own a car, he spent hours traveling to and from work each day on the bus. Purser says that made working a second job nearly impossible.
Working one job that's a 15-hour week job, you can't tell your other job, okay, next week when you schedule me, because you don't know what you're working. And they, you know, they generally, both jobs would post the schedule 3 days before your week starts. And you're calling into one job so you can work the other job.
Call in too many times, and Purser says suddenly you're not on the schedule at all. So he made a budget. But even following that budget, he couldn't keep up. But what if he were paid $15 per hour? Would that help?
I crunched some numbers. And this is best case scenario. $15 an hour at 30 hours a week, which is twice what they pay you anymore for a minimum wage job. You're making $450 a week. 90 of that is gone in taxes before you ever see your check. So you're making $360 a week. That's $1,440 a month.
Purser adds up rent, gas, groceries, utilities.
That leaves you $370 a month to get car insurance, phones, internet. Or you can try to put it back and just drive to and from work and do nothing else. You can't eat out. You can't go out with your friends. And that's at $15 an hour.
Kissimmee Democratic Senator Darren Soto is co-sponsoring a bill with Miami Democratic Senator Dwight Bullard. It would raise the state minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Senator Bullard and I continue to have a concern about people working full-time and still not being able to afford an apartment or a house or be able to provide for their family.
Minimum wage in Florida is a little more than $8 an hour now. And Soto says getting the state's Republican legislature to bump that up to 15 will be tough. But he says that's no reason not to try. And he adds he wants to at least get the conversation started.
Heck, if we got even $9 or $10 an hour, again, it'd be a huge improvement for many of those families.
Meanwhile, others are working to get a proposed constitutional amendment on the ballot. It would increase Florida's minimum wage to about $10 an hour. And one of the major arguments used against a minimum wage increase is slipping.
The preponderance of existing research finds that raising the minimum wage does not cause job loss.
That's Ben Wilcox, research director for the group Integrity Florida. His organization compared states and municipalities that raised their minimum wage requirements above the federal level to those that stayed the same. But while Wilcox says a higher wage doesn't mean fewer jobs, this study also found it doesn't lead to job growth either. So while the conversation is getting started, there's likely quite a bit more talking to do. In the meantime, Purser asks, next time you're in a rush and make a quick stop at a fast food joint, think about thanking that person hanging out the drive-through window.
Tell them they're appreciated. Tell them that they're doing a good job. Because they never hear it.
Purser says a little recognition could make a big difference. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.